Welcome to the Are You Menstrual podcast, where we dive deep into all things women's health to support you on your healing journey. I'm Amanda Montalbo, functional and integrative dietitian, also known as the Hormone Healing RD. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to keep learning, check out the podcast Patreon, where I share a bonus episode with additional downloadable resources each week. You can go to patreon.com/hormonehealingRD or check out the link in the show notes. All right, I am back. I can't believe it. It's been since mid-December since I've done a podcast episode. So that's about 5.5 months when this one comes out. And it's kind of crazy. I had a baby, enjoyed some time kind of getting back to the swing of things after a few months after that. It is a whole new world having a two-year-old and a newborn. So that's been very interesting. But I just want to say hello to all my previous listeners. Thank you for hanging in there while I took a break and to kind of like rest and restore and just figure out like, what the heck are we going to focus on next? You know, it's every time I'm pregnant or have another child, I feel like I get so much clarity in things of, you know, what do I really want to focus on? What is the most important thing? And how am I going to make things work as far as like, you know, I'm always thinking of like, how can I help more women, you know, achieve different goals, whether that be like someone that's like about to go through menopause, someone that wants to get pregnant and is having a hard time conceiving, someone that is having a hard pregnancy or postpartum, or just someone that's really struggling with their health in general. And so my brain did a lot of work on that over the last few months, and we created a fertility program called Nurture Your Fertility that we're launching in August with our first group. It's like a hybrid program, so it has some one-on-one, some group. My favorite way to do things because groups are magical, but yeah, so lots of exciting things coming up at Hormone Healing RD in general. And that's where I'm at. That's where I've been. If you're wondering, I had people message me like, have you really not put a podcast out since December? And I'm like, yeah, I just had a baby, man. Yeah, you know, we got to take a break sometimes. But podcast is back. Patreon is back. So I paused that for a few months. That is now up and running again. And I'm adding content to that each month. Again, I just needed to take a break and I couldn't prep a bunch of stuff ahead of time. So if you are interested in getting the bonus content that I create, then you can go to patreon.com/hormonehealingrd. We have lots of fun topics coming up, a mix of like histamine stuff, postpartum wellness, perimenopause, and like how do we approach different symptoms during that time, and mineral support during pregnancy, lots of fun stuff. So lots of great bonus content there if you want to check it out. The link is always in the show notes as well. If you're watching the video version of this on YouTube, you'll see my daughter, Maya, is with me. She's never not with me. And yeah, so hopefully you enjoy the little tiny baby head that you get to see while going through this episode. So those are just a little, some updates, some fun stuff that's coming up in the podcast. Same thing, we're going to have like the histamine episodes with Michelle Shapiro. She's coming back. The next episode, I'm going to do my career path because I cannot tell you. I get DMs every single day. How did you get to where you are? And I'm like, oh, that's a loaded question. So I'm going to do a podcast episode for it. And then today we're talking about the healing framework that I use in my practice and that my nutritionists use. You know, it's everything I'm always talking about teaching in my Master Minerals course, mainly because I'm like, you know, thinking about what I want to talk about this season. I did a poll on my Patreon and got a bunch of topics from them. But I'm like, a lot of the questions, they kind of come back to this idea of like, what's actually going to help me heal? What are the most important things to focus on? And I was like, you know, I've never really done an episode on like how we approach healing specifically in the different areas we focus on with clients. So that's what we're talking about today. As always, this episode is for informational purposes only. I'm a dietitian, but I'm not your dietitian. So before making any changes or anything, just make sure you always talk with your provider that knows your health history and all that stuff. So before I dig right into the different pillars of the healing framework that we use in our practice, I just want to talk about kind of like my perspective and how I got here. So I've been helping women heal their hormones, improve their health for just over a decade now. When I was planning out this episode, I was thinking back and I was like, oof, it's been a while. And my approach has evolved drastically over the years. Same thing, you know, I've always been on my own health journey. I got into all this because I had thyroid health issues, came off the pill, life was a mess, no one could help me. And I just switched my focus from sports nutrition to women's health because I didn't really have an option. I was like, I have to get my cycle back. I have to figure this out. And, you know, there wasn't Instagram and stuff back then. There weren't people writing like famous books and stuff. Like, you had to do all the, you're on PubMed, you're reading research articles, you're in anatomy and physiology books, you know, you're not like reading an Instagram post and learning a ton of amazing information from it. So a lot of things have evolved over time. Like, for example, I was trained functionally, and I'll go through all my training in the next episode. I call it a traditional functional approach. So it's where typically you're going to do a lot of lab testing and a lot of protocols, a lot of supplements to help your clients. And sometimes that really does work. Okay. I'm not saying it never, like, lab testing is never helpful or that we should never take supplements. Obviously, I utilize them every single day. I take supplements, especially pregnant and breastfeeding. So I'm not against anything like that. It's just, you know, I was taught, oh, we do these same five tests with every single client, and this is the type of protocol you create for them. And it was just very, like, it wasn't personalized enough. And I'm like, aren't we still kind of not fully getting to the root issue here? I feel like we're not really getting to the root. And I had a lot of conflict with it. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing five labs off the bat. That's insanity. Like, I can't afford to do that. I can't ask other people to do that. And half the time, it wasn't actually going to change what I was doing with that person, because we still had to work on their nutrition, their stress, the lifestyle piece. And so I was like, it doesn't even make sense to do all this. But I was grateful for the training. I was grateful to have the understanding and learn how to read the labs. But as far as, like, how do I apply this information? It's just changed so much over the years. More testing is not always better. And if someone's not ready, it's important to recognize that. So that's a big part of our practice. We use labs in our practice, obviously, but if they're going to change what we recommend, only if, like, we absolutely need to know something. Like, if someone's trying to conceive, maybe they've had a lot of recurring miscarriages or something, like something specific, then, and they haven't done any stool testing, we're going to do a stool test to see what their immune system's doing, you know, like, because we want to make sure that's not impairing their ability to maintain a pregnancy. So there's certain scenarios we're absolutely going to do extra testing. We do hair testing with everyone. But we're not like, oh, we're gonna do a Dutch hormone test, we're gonna do a GI map, we're gonna do all these tests with every single person. It just doesn't make sense. But we sometimes do them down the road. But a lot of times we do just a hair test with clients. They see amazing results and they never need to come see us again. So, and which is our goal, right? And unless they're like, oh, I want to conceive, or I'm postpartum and I want to do, like, check in and see how things are going. But ideally, it's like, we don't want you to need us anymore. So yes, we use testing only if it's absolutely necessary and only if it's going to change what we're doing. If someone really is data-driven, wants to see a test, we'll use it. But that's, like, a big part of my practice that did definitely change over time, just based on, like, is this really helping people? Is spending a ton more money on labs and supplements and more protocols adding to their stress or relieving it? Because a lot of times it seemed like it was adding. So things have shifted a lot. I definitely think there's a lot of, like, important areas of functional medicine that we apply to our practice. But when it comes to our healing framework, our goal is to meet people where they are. And I think this is what gets left out. And when people send me messages and stuff online and they're asking about, oh, what do you think about this test? What do you think about this supplement? What do you think about this modality? Something like that. I'm like, well, I mean, it's hard to just say in general, because I'm always comparing something to a person and, like, their health history, and do they really need it? Is this actually going to help them? Is this going to help me get this person to this goal? Is kind of my mindset with that. And so when someone just asks, like, what, like, my preference is, I'm like, I mean, I wouldn't do that one thing for everyone, but it might be really helpful for one person. So it's always so important to keep that in the back of your mind. And that's why I think going through these pillars and the areas that we like to focus on is helpful, because then you can see, like, well, where am I in these areas? Have I worked on these? Have these even been on my radar? Or is it like brand new to me and something that I really haven't even considered when it comes to healing and something that maybe you could start exploring. So just remember, you have to keep everything in context to yourself. Every lab test recommendation, every supplement recommendation, every new piece of nutrition advice, you have to keep it in context to you so that you can understand, is this actually going to help me and move the needle for me? And sometimes we need help to do that. You know, we need help from an expert, and that's obviously fine. But, you know, not everyone can afford to work one-on-one with someone and get everything kind of completely laid out for them. And either way, like when we work with people, I'm like, we want this to be a two-way street, collaborative. I don't want to just tell someone what they should do. I want to know, what do you think about that? Have you ever explored this area? One of the questions on our client applications is, what do you think is preventing you from reaching your goals? Because no one knows your body like you do. And I can look at all the labs and health history that I want, but I'm still not in your body living your life every day. And that's why I love challenging people with that question, because sometimes people will like really not know, and that's okay. But then other times people are like, man, I haven't actually really like sat down and like thought about this, or maybe I do have more of an idea than I thought that I had. So, and usually their answer is at least partially spot on with what their root cause ends up being. So it's really interesting. You know, experts are great, but don't ever like discount your own intuition on your health, because again, no one knows your body like you do. So let's get into our healing frameworks, and just keep in mind, we meet people where they are. So we're not like asking everyone to do all the things like right away. Some people have already worked on certain things, but the one thing that we ask everyone to do, and I now put this on our one-on-one coaching page, I've mentioned it in the video, because not everyone wants to do this kind of stuff, is mindset work. I truly believe that the mental aspect of healing cannot be ignored. If you have never pictured yourself well, it's likely going to be very difficult to achieve healing and overall wellness. And this is like something where I think of an example would be like someone that's like obsessed with their healing or their health problems. And like, it's not for, it's usually for a good reason. It's usually because they have debilitating symptoms, or maybe it's someone that's like struggling with infertility and has not been able to conceive for many years, whatever it might be. It doesn't mean that there's not a good reason for it, but if there is an obsession and like constant researching and trying the next thing and always looking for that next thing, we are typically not going to be successful. And we always prep, we tell this to all of our clients when they do that mindset exercise. We're like, we want to help you learn from your symptoms, and instead of like spiraling over them, right? Symptoms are a sign of communication from our bodies. I know it doesn't always feel like a good thing, and sometimes they can be really scary, but it's your body trying to tell you, trying to communicate with you. If we didn't ever have symptoms, we wouldn't know what we needed, which in my mind would be kind of scary. So ultimately, we just try to get our clients in the mindset, doing this mindset exercise, thinking about, what is it going to look like when they're well? What are some positive changes they might feel or see? Because it's really easy to miss those little wins when you're along your healing journey. And if you've been struggling for a long time and you're not like, you know, we always say like, what is it going to look like for you to be successful working with us? And it's such an important question, because it's like, usually it's like just that main goal. But then we have a lot of people that answer that question. They're like, well, if I had like more energy at this time of day, or if I was able to sleep through the night, or if overall I had less anxiety, like a little, so it may not be their main complaint while they're coming to see us, but they're like, these little wins is what they're describing. And so we always try to highlight this right at the beginning. How can we get you in a healing mindset so that you can recognize wins and that you can get you out of this chronic fight or flight? Because that's what it is when we're spiraling about our health. And you are chronically in fight or flight. Your energy is drained and used up because you're always researching things online. And it's not like, I don't think it's like people's fault. I think there's just so much information at our fingertips now, which is amazing in so many ways, but it can be incredibly depleting and overwhelming at times too. So that's why we always talk about the mindset piece. Are you obsessing over your symptoms or using them as communication? And how can we slow down and take that information in and see what is your body trying to tell you, and then take action from there? So that's like the first area that we like to work on with people. Next is obviously minerals, right? I feel like that's, I think is incredibly foundational. And it's funny because I've had a few conversations with people on Instagram, like other practitioners and stuff. And they're like, I don't really think minerals are foundational. They're not like the first thing. And I'm like, they're like, oh, you know, like I like to work on like digestion and stuff first, or, you know, whatever it might be. And I'm so that they, someone can like digest and absorb those minerals properly. And I'm like, okay, but what do you need for that? A lot of the times we're using sea salt because that can help with stomach acid production. Sometimes we're using potassium if someone is constipated and we need them having regular bowel movements. So I'm like, they're still foundational. You may not be trying to like fix some big imbalance or mineral ratio that's not optimal right away, right? That wouldn't make sense. But you're still going to use that information on a hair test or even just basic mineral support through like sodium and potassium, maybe magnesium, in order to help someone lay a strong foundation when it comes to nutrition and like having a healthy stress response. So I think they are absolutely foundational for healing. It doesn't mean that like we're immediately going to focus on addressing every mineral deficiency and imbalance, but we instead, I like to think of using minerals to support the different systems of the body and help improve them overall. And that to me is absolutely foundational. We use hair testing with every single client. And it's nice because we're not just getting their nutritional status, we're getting a look at their actual stress response. How depleted is this person? Are they chronically in fight or flight, or are they super depleted and burnt out? Are they actively super stressed right now? Or maybe they have signs of inflammation. Maybe they have signs of poor digestion. Maybe signs of they need to eat more protein. So many different things that give us a lot of like foundational things to start with, from like digestive support and stress, but also some really basic nutrition changes as well. Balancing blood sugar, all those things. So minerals are another foundational area. If you haven't focused on those and you're unsure, if you're maybe new here, then I have a lot of free resources. I would say my minerals 101 guide, if you're like a PDF kind of person, that's a really good one, because then from that guide, it links to podcast episodes that I've done, and it's got everything like in one area. So it's nice because you can, if you like to read, cool, but it's not like a ton of reading, but and then it's like linking to different things, answering common questions when it comes to minerals. So you can get that via the link in the show notes if you are wanting to learn more about minerals. The next area is circadian rhythm. So I had a podcast episode with Carrie Bennett. That's the last one that came out before this one. So if you look at the previous episode, it's all about circadian rhythm and your hormones with Carrie Bennett. She is a true genius, such a nerd, can't love her more. And I'm definitely going to have her back on for sure soon, probably next season. And we talked about how important supporting your circadian rhythm is for your overall health, mainly because it helps support your body's biological clock. And this clock controls the timing of all the systems of the body pretty much. So basically it's responsible for like when different systems are going to release certain hormones, when your gut bacteria is going to shift to more detoxing bacteria for nighttime, or like bacteria that's going to help you break down your food for during the day, melatonin release for nighttime, optimal sleep, powerful antioxidant, all those kinds of things, thyroid hormone release, sex hormone release. It's so, so, so crucial and important. And it's something that I think it's like very common sense. Like people, maybe they listen to the podcast episode, or maybe they've gone through one of my courses and they're like, man, it makes so much sense. Like I got my mom into all this stuff in like the last year, and she's like lost weight. She doesn't take reflux meds anymore. She's like a different lady. It's really, really cool to see. I never push anything on family. I'm always just like, I'm here if you want to learn more, because that's never good. But it's really cool when they want to do everything. And she was learning about it. She listened to the podcast episode, and then we were talking about it when she was visiting. She's like, it just makes so much sense. I feel so much better when I'm outside more in the morning. And, you know, she used to have a habit of like walking first thing in the morning. And then she got out of that when her and my dad retired. And now she's like slowly getting back into things again. And I got her blue blocking glasses. She's using those at night. She's like, man, I sleep so much better. She is post-menopause. She wasn't sleeping that good. I'm like, well, let's talk about blue light. And it tends to make sense for people once they start to learn about it. It's just, and they're kind of like, well, how come I didn't know about this sooner? How come I didn't think to do it? It's just not really normalized in our society. Like we're inside a lot. A lot of us are inside working under fluorescent lights all day. We're not taking light breaks to get outside. Some of us are. I always did that when I worked like a regular job at a nursing home. But it's, you know, I just felt better when I was outside. So I wasn't, cause I was like, oh, circadian rhythm. And it's, you know, we're on our screens all the time. So we just get a lot of artificial blue light and like not as much sunlight. And the way that, you know, we're getting up, going to work, or like rushing around, getting the kids to school, whatever it might be. So we're not necessarily living a circadian lifestyle. It's not what would be considered normal. So I think, you know, if you're not doing any of the circadian stuff right now, which is like getting outside first thing in the morning without glasses on, get light in your eyes. We love to have clients do this. If we have clients that have thyroid issues or sleep issues, we're like, please try to get out during UVA rise. Even if you just open a window and look, put your eyes through a screen, like that will give you good UVA light. And that helps support thyroid hormone production. And it can help with making neurotransmitters that are then going to help your sleep later. So there's like a few things that are simple that you can start to do. Again, listen to that episode I did with Carrie. It's awesome if you want to nerd out and get all the tips. She answers a lot of like frequently asked questions in there too. But it's just getting out in the light, especially primarily in the morning, natural light in your eyes without glasses, without contacts, because that blocks the UV light. And you're not going to get like all the wavelengths and everything in. That helps kickstart that biological clock that then helps support all the different systems of your body run properly. When we're inside getting this artificial light all the time, it's like telling your body that it's solar noon or like all day long. So it's not getting this right timing. And then we wonder why we're like wired and tired at night and can't fall asleep or wake up, have restless sleep, things like that. So it's crucial if you want to get pregnant, do circadian rhythm stuff. It's one of our top things that we focus on with our fertility clients. But like gut histamine issues, it's so helpful for even just getting your abdomen in sunlight for like a few minutes a day. Incredibly helpful. Sun and light is important, and it's not always going to be sun. If you don't live in a sunny place, it doesn't matter. So check out that episode if you have not nerded out on circadian rhythm. But we do these first three, the mindset, minerals, and circadian rhythm. We give people this stuff before they start with us. So we're like, because usually they're signing up like a month or two in advance. So we're like, you can start working on this now if you want. Most people start, they come to us for their first session and they're like, man, I noticed so many positive changes already. I need to make an update to my intake form because of the circadian stuff and the mindset piece. So very powerful. If you haven't addressed those on your healing journey, make sure you do. The other big pillar is, of course, nourishment, blood sugar. So food and blood sugar, fueling our bodies with nourishing foods is so important, especially making sure that we're also having some joy in those foods, if not most of what we're eating. I think that's a critical part of healing that people don't really talk about enough. You can eat perfectly, but if you are not enjoying your food, I think you're going to be more stressed while you're eating. Research has shown that you're not going to absorb nutrients from it as well, which I think is really interesting. And then the other big thing is, you know, are you stressed around every mealtime? Ideally, I like to use mealtimes as like a relaxing time for people, a time where they can like maybe just check in with their bodies. How do they feel in their bodies before they start eating and even thinking about their food, and just start paying attention? It's a time to like, you know, put your phone away, unplug for a little bit, three times a day, ideally minimum. And that's your time for you and me, or you and whoever you're with. Like I'm always with my kids, but it's like mealtimes are very special. They can be stressful, but we don't rush. We don't have to rush. So, you know, we're just home all day. So obviously it's going to depend on the person, but it's like, I try not to rush. If I don't have to, enjoy the meal, chew it, make something that's tasty that we're going to enjoy, and try to eat consistently, you know, like not skipping meals, not taking that meal for granted and being like, I'm going to do this instead. And sometimes life happens and you're going to have to do that. But I think the more and more you prioritize the way of living of like, okay, I'm going to sit down and prioritize this meal because I've been going all day. I need to stop and do something for myself. That's the way that I like to think about it. It's not a luxury. It is a necessity. And I'm not going to be a, you know, contributing to society type of human if I'm not fed, or a good mom, or a good practitioner, or anything like that. So nourishment and blood sugar is huge. I think these are the areas that people focus on first, which I do think is fine and very helpful. But if you haven't even thought about your mindset around things, why are you making the choices you're making, or your light exposure, those are two things where I'm like, that again helps set the foundation before you can, ideally before you can start to make a lot of super specific food changes. And that might sound weird coming from a dietitian, but it's like, if, for example, with your circadian rhythm, if your digestion's not going to be that great because your body clocks aren't synced up, maybe you're not making adequate thyroid hormone because you're not getting good light exposure. Maybe you're not having a good stress response. Maybe you're not sleeping well. That's going to be challenging for digestion. It's going to mess with your blood sugar. All things that can make your food intake more challenging and not as effective. And so that's why we like to focus on those things first with people. And it's a lot of times we're kind of surprised, but it's like, if we get this nailed down, it's going to make everything else easier. So nourishment and blood sugar is huge. We always like to focus on blood sugar with people, even if they don't have like a history of insulin resistance or PCOS. Something where you think, oh, obviously we want our diabetes. Like you think, oh, we obviously want to focus on blood sugar for those people. But I think everyone needs it. I mean, it's a great way to minimize the stress in your body if you keep your blood sugar stable all day. And so if you can learn how to eat nutrient dense meals with protein, fat, and carb, like big meals a few times a day. And then if you need snacks, you can fit them in there. It's, everyone's going to be different depending on the seasonal life they're in, their health history, all those things. That is one where it helps to lower inflammation. People don't even realize that their blood sugar imbalances were causing different symptoms. Like I've had people like with recurring headaches and migraines have those completely clear up. People have much better energy. They're sleeping better. You don't have to have a big health concern to focus on blood sugar. It impacts everyone. The next big area is stress in the nervous system. And this is a big one because the body cannot heal in a chronically stressed state. So we find a lot of our clients are addicted to stress. They've been in a high stress state for a long time and they don't know how to be outside of that. They've been running off stress hormones for so long that when they're not super stressed, they're tired or they're anxious and they feel weird, very uncomfortable. And that's okay. Like they like tend to like intense exercise, more extreme diets. They feel wired and tired at nighttime. Hard time with appetite is typically a really common one too. And they're often like they're struggling with things like thyroid health, digestion, skin, hormones, painful periods, all those kinds of things. And so this is one where their bodies, they're going to be completely depleted if we don't get them out of this like chronic fight or flight. They're going to have hormone imbalances being driven by that. They're going to have blood sugar issues, all the things. And so we help our clients break this pattern by supporting a healthy stress response through minerals. Of course, again, that's why we look at that as like foundational. Because if you don't have a lot of sodium and potassium, then it's going to be a hard time for your adrenals to have a healthy stress response. So that's big. It's going to be difficult to make good food choices if you're chronically in fight or flight. Again, we support balancing blood sugar to help people get out of this state. I have compiled all of my favorite and I think best to get started with mineral resources in one place, and that is my Minerals 101 guide. This is a free guide that I will share my screen for those that are watching the video version of this podcast and go through with you quickly now. So I basically wanted a place where like if someone's new to my podcast, my Instagram, and you're like, wow, she mentions minerals a lot, and I can go off on tangents and talk about how they're so important for different things. I wanted a place where you could just download this quick guide and get right into, okay, what are minerals? How do they affect our hormones? How do they get depleted in the first place? How can we test them? And then I have additional learning and resources depending on the topics that you want to get into. But I think this is definitely the best way to get started with all my content that I share, especially if you're brand new here and you're like, I don't even know where to get started with minerals. Start here. And I promise you won't be confused and you'll know what are the next steps to take. And if you have specific health concerns, you'll see at the very end of the guide here, I go through, okay, so if you want to take our mineral quiz, if you have thyroid health concerns, if you have period concerns, if you just want to hear from me on a regular basis, here's my newsletter. So I tried to put everything in one place. I also have mineral deep dive podcast episodes that I link to if you want to get into specific minerals as well. But I highly recommend downloading the guide. I put a lot of work into it, and I think it's a perfect place to get started. So you can go to the link in the show notes, the Minerals 101 guide, and get started now. And then lifestyle. What is filling your stress cup up and like what's keeping you in this chronic fight or flight. I will say like sometimes it's like things that people can't control for sure. Sometimes people have just, they're just going through it and it's like thing after thing comes up in their life. Maybe it's with like loved ones or family members. Maybe it's a job situation. Maybe it's their own health. And so it's one of those things where, you know, there's plenty of things we can control. So we focus on those. Anything that's not essential, if someone is like, has like really big goal, maybe they're trying to conceive, maybe they're chronically ill and they're struggling with their symptoms and they can't even work, things like that, then it's like, all right, we're taking this extremely seriously and we're going to maybe make some bigger choices here. But a lot of the times it's like simple things. It's like, okay, how can we look at your typical day and see where we can remove stress or add a little more ease? I think that when we're used to living in this chronic state of fight or flight, like life always feels hard and we're used to life feeling stressful and hard. And so we don't even notice that maybe we're always rushing or always on our phones. We're always attached to like a device or something. We're always available to others. We're overbooking our schedule. Little things that it's like, this has been your norm forever. And a lot of people will be like, this is just my personality type. I'm like, is it though? Like, do we always need to be doing this stuff constantly? And we find a lot of those women too, that either they are perimenopausal, I find, and they're completely overdoing everything, taking care of everyone else, or they're trying to conceive and they're having a hard time. Those are like the two classic cases I think of when it's like chronic fight or flight. They're totally overdoing everything in their life. And it takes a real overhaul to bring them back in, like reel them back in. And we're like, okay, we're going to get you. They're completely disconnected from their bodies. They're, you know, you ask them how they feel and they're like, I'm fine. No, I don't really feel stressed. And so it's, and I'm like, that's because you've been stressed for so long. And so that's when the nervous system piece comes in. And we use like orienting, which is an exercise from Irene Lyon. I did an episode with her last season too. It was amazing. And we just do like some really basic things with teaching about the nervous system so people can start to get to know their bodies. What do I feel in my body? Maybe when I do try to do these things, I get very uncomfortable. And then that helps them connect and see I am stressed. I just didn't really know it. And it's usually very eye-opening and pretty life-changing. So stress and nervous system are huge. If you've never dug into them, I have previous podcast episodes you can listen to, but that's a huge pillar. The next one is gut health and digestion. And this one, like, people often think like, oh, I don't have gut symptoms, so I'm not going to worry about my gut health. But our gut health extends way beyond gut symptoms, and it can impact our sex hormones. It can impact thyroid hormone levels. We do a lot of thyroid hormone conversion in our gut, our mood, sleep, and so much more. So yes, like, we don't do stool testing with everyone. Like I said, like, we only do stuff if it's absolutely necessary, but we do always try to optimize digestion and pay attention to different labs. Like, maybe we're looking at their hair tests and we're seeing like phosphorus is really low or really high. Maybe their cobalt's really low or really high. That gives some insight into like how you're digesting protein and like stomach acid production. Maybe their sulfur is really low, which gives insight into detoxification, liver function. Liver is really important for digestion. Makes bile, which helps us break down and absorb fat properly. And we remove a lot of excess estrogen and like toxins in our bile. So these are different areas that it's like, we're always going to want to focus on these to kind of depending on the person and what's going to move the needle for them and what they need. But even if you don't have gut symptoms, you still want to understand like, how can you optimize your gut health? Or if you've tried everything else, I just think of so many women like having a hard time trying to get pregnant, or that struggle with a lot of it, like symptoms popping up during pregnancy, lots of skin rashes, acne, reflux, histamine reactions, things like that. That's when I'm like, how was your gut health going in? And those are definitely important areas to address as well. So depending on the client, we may just focus on like optimizing the gut and immune system function, or we may do further testing. And then finally, functional testing. So you'll notice this is the last pillar, right? We've talked about mindset, minerals, circadian rhythm, nourishment and blood sugar, stress and nervous system, gut health and digestion. And now I'm talking about functional testing, because it is just so not, to me, the first thing that we want to be focusing on is like I don't consider the hair test advanced testing. To me, it's kind of just like getting blood work done, because it's looking at nutrient status inside the tissue. So I guess technically that could be a functional test and we do that right away with people, but I look at that as more like baseline, like blood work type information. Functional testing, I'm thinking like GI maps, Dutch hormone panels, maybe organic acids, mold testing, stuff like that. It can be incredibly helpful to understand like what's at the root and where the dysfunction's coming from in the body, but you have to understand like what someone actually needs, what makes sense for them. We can't just like take a number of tests and say we're going to do these on everyone. I don't think that that's a great way to practice personally. They're very expensive. They can be very overwhelming for someone to take in all the information that's on a few different tests. And then if someone's really overwhelmed, they're typically going to have a hard time making changes that are actually going to help them move the needle and improve their health. So we like to be wise with functional testing. We also still love blood work. I mean, we have a lot of clients that get blood panels done because they are incredibly helpful. It's sometimes we just need a little bit more information. Like if it's gut health, you know, you got to do a stool test. But functional testing is helpful. It's just not like the number one thing. Same thing with supplements. They're so helpful. It's just they're not like typically the number one thing that's going to move the needle for someone and continue to hold that success for them. So, you know, I always say we are not protocol only practitioners. It's really important for people to know because a lot of times people think about working one-on-one with someone, they think they're going to get labs and a protocol and that everything's going to be fixed. But ultimately, if you don't have a strong foundation, if you haven't addressed your stress, if you don't understand what your nervous system is and how it functions and how it could be affecting you and how to support it, I just think it's going to be really hard to find true long-term healing. And that's why, you know, a lot of the times it's like we're not even doing testing till the end with people because we want them to have a solid foundation and we want the tests to matter, right? You can do all the gut protocols you want, but if you haven't addressed like stress, circadian rhythm, sleep, you're probably going to continue to have gut issues. Same thing with mold. Most people are not ready to do a mold detoxification. Most times their body's already depleted. Most of our mold people are fast fours and have very low minerals, which means they're depleted and they're in the end stage of stress. Typically, that person is not going to handle a detox well. And so we would have to build them up and work on other things first. So labs are helpful. They can be great. Protocols are helpful. We do utilize them. But typically, like if you're thinking about working one-on-one with someone or if you're thinking of your own health, and I mean, I pieced my whole health together. I know we get a lot of clients that do amazing work on their own. We had a few people enroll in our fertility program this last week, and well, it'll be like a month ago when the podcast comes out, but I'm reading through their applications and I'm like, they have done so much on their own. It's like truly amazing. And now they just need some help to get that last leg of the healing journey and reach that goal of pregnancy. But it's like, you can do a lot of amazing things on your own. You just don't want to forget. Like, it's not all about labs. It's not all about supplements. It's not all about food. How have you addressed your mindset? Have you considered mineral testing to understand your stress response and to know if certain things are even appropriate for you? That's why we also like to do it before stool testing, because again, if someone's super low minerals depleted, we're not going to put them through a gut protocol right away because they're probably not going to tolerate it. So keep everything in context with yourself. I hope that me going through the pillars was helpful for you for like understanding kind of like our approach, but also like why we have this view and why we don't just like do a bunch of test protocols and not focus on anything else. It's functional medicine. It's such an art form. You have to have this perfect mix of functional testing and protocols, things that are targeted, specific, and science-based, but also to blend in with like sustainable lifestyle habits, mindset, nutrition, those sorts of things. So it really is an art form. If you are looking to work one-on-one, I do have a team of practitioners that are currently taking one-on-one clients. I'll put the link to apply. And there's a page on my website that goes through everything as well and a little bit more about our programs on there. I'll put that in the show notes for you guys if you want to take a look. The number one question I got in my stories when I asked, like, what do you guys want to know about our kind of nutrition team and how we practice? People were like, how does it work? Like, what does it look like? So I'm going to go through that really quick, and then I'll talk about results that we've seen, because I get a lot of questions about that too. And then I have Q&A from the community here. So the way that the process and how it works is we have you fill out an application. Again, that's on our one-on-one coaching page. Then myself and my head nutritionist, Erin, will review it. We see, like, is this person a good fit? How can we help them? So we're taking in everything that's on your application, and we think about, can we help this person achieve their goals? What might this process look like? And then what additional testing might they need? Because when we reach out to people, it's typically me filming the videos, but sometimes Erin does them too. But we send an acceptance email if someone's a good fit. We have a short video that walks through, like, hey, here's what we think would probably make the most sense for you. It could change, because when you meet with your dietitian or nutritionist for your first session, I mean, a lot of stuff, there's always things that come up in that initial session that weren't on the intake form or in the previous labs, you know? So it's hard to get everything in and know exactly what we're going to do with someone before we've met with them. But we try to give you a good idea of, like, oh, you have this health history and this is your goal. We're probably going to need this lab testing. Or because you've already done this stuff in the past, we're not going to do this. And here's why. So we try to give an explanation, let you guys know, like, why we think you're a good fit, what we're going to do with you. Hey, things could change, but here's what we think is going to happen. And then after that initial session, we know for sure, and we build out your program, and we know what you're going to do because we have all the information. From there, once you get accepted and you get your video, you can pay a deposit to save your spot. So if you, there's a 3-month program and there's a 6-month one-on-one program. And so it's like a 10% deposit for each one. So you just pay that deposit to hold your spot. We open like 4 to 6 one-on-one spots a month right now as of recording this. And yeah, that's like the main process. You put your deposit down, and then once you do that, we act as if you've enrolled in one-on-one. So we send you access to your client platform, and that's where we're going to have you go through the mindset exercise. There's instructions on how to complete your hair test. And then there's a circadian rhythm lesson. And the goal is that you go through those before your initial session and complete your hair test before that session, so that we can have everything ready to go, especially if someone's a 3-month program person. We're like, we're on a time crunch here. So we try to get as much as we possibly can done in that 3-month time frame. That's why we do the hair test ahead of time. And then you, after you've made that deposit, you pay your initial payment or you pay in full, and then you have you schedule your first session with your nutritionist. I've got our team bios listed on that one-on-one coaching page too. I do meet with our nutritionists and our team each week, and we go through our clients and we're like, how's this person doing? What do they need help with? Okay, this is a new person. We prep for the initial. And then after the initial, everything changes. And not always, but sometimes. And then, yeah, whenever labs come in, we meet and stuff. So it's a very collaborative process. We're all very nerdy and constantly sending each other, like, oh, did you see this research article out on this? So it's really fun. And that's how you work one-on-one with us. And you're either going to meet typically twice a month with your nutritionist, and then hair test is included. And if you need additional labs, then we figure that out as well. But again, that is like based on the person. We're not like, okay, everyone's got to do all these tests. And that's our one-on-one process. And then you go through your 3 or 6 month program, you retest your hair at the end. We leave you with recommendations based on, like, okay, what have we accomplished during this time? What do we want to do from here? Sometimes people have reached all their goals and then they have a different area they want to focus on. Like, we tend to get a lot of people that have, like, they've reached all their goals, they feel amazing, they've improved, like, thyroid health, cycles, whatever it might be. And then they're like, well, I think I definitely want to conceive now, or in the next like year or something. So then we focus on that. Or if someone improves everything, but I just think of, like, we have a lot of perimenopausal clients, then it's like, okay, when I get here, what should be my focus? So we're always kind of like, we leave you with a plan. And then there are ways to follow up after that with your nutritionist if you want as well, that are not like a full package. You can just buy like a few sessions. So that's our one-on-one process. We've seen a lot of different results. I would say the big, like, pockets of clients that we tend to work with, thyroid clients for sure. We've helped a lot of women get off thyroid medication for both hypo and hyperthyroidism. I've had a lot of Graves clients in my career. And it's something, I remember my first Graves client, I was like, oh, this is going to be incredibly complex and difficult. I think Graves is like one of the easier things to heal. So it's, we use iodine therapy, like stress management, all the pillars we went through. And it's like pretty amazing. Those clients always do really well. So I mention it, but because I think people don't talk about hyperthyroidism enough and people are like, oh, well, this worked for that. So we're not just hypo. We do both. We've seen so many improvements in like energy, hair growth, digestion's a huge one, blood sugar for these clients. The other big kind of client population we have is skin issues. So that could be eczema, acne, psoriasis, and we've helped them clear up their skin always after supporting their livers, gallbladders, detoxification in general, and then addressing gut health and minerals. You can't skip the gut with skin. It's so, so, even if you think you have hormonal acne, it's so important to address. We have a lot of clients that want to conceive or are struggling with their fertility. So we've helped many of them get their cycle back, start ovulating, improve their cycle from 60 plus days. This one client recently went down to 34 days very quickly. I was like, oh my gosh. And then help them get pregnant, which is like the ultimate goal, and maintain that pregnancy, but also feel good throughout. I know like when you're really struggling to conceive, it's like you just want to be pregnant. You don't care. And I'm like, you want to feel good. Trust me. Like you don't want to feel awful during pregnancy. So that's like the other goal is like before you can nurture life, we have to nurture you. And that's something we really focus on with those clients. We have lots of menopausal clients or women that are kind of going through that perimenopausal season, and we've helped them improve their energy, their libido, their ability to focus and their memory. Brain fog is like one of the top complaints with that population for us. Improve body composition. So get rid of some of that unwanted body fat that they feel like is impossible at this point in their life to get rid of. Improve their sleep. Very special area for these clients. They've often been sleeping terribly for a very long time when they come to see us. And then their overall mineral status. You know, when you're, the longer you've been alive, the more minerals you're going to have the opportunity to burn through, the more stress you've dealt with, the more life you've lived, right? So, and it's not always bad stress, but that can definitely deplete someone. So improving that mineral status, I'm always like, yes, this is a huge, huge, huge win. And then endometriosis clients is another big population that we work with on a regular basis. We've seen them reduce that endo belly, improve digestion, which is often incredibly challenged in this population, improve their bowel movements, which is, again, it's like either lots of bowel movements or really constipated. So the goal is to always bring that into a good optimal place, reduce inflammation, and improve that immune system, because that is on high alert with endometriosis, and then improve their overall health and quality of life. I mean, it's like chronic illness, right? We've had a lot of clients with endometriosis and like severe endometriosis where they have difficulty getting out of bed every day. They're exhausted. They can't feed themselves enough. So we've had lots of wins with those clients. And then histamine gut clients, of course. So we have so many histamine and gut cases now. It's crazy. And we're going to do those histamine episodes and we'll talk about why we have so many more now. But we've been able to help them reduce histamine symptoms like headaches, get a more consistent heart rate, get rid of constipation, loose stools, have consistent normal bowel movements, get rid of reflux, improve cramping because period pain is a big one for these clients as well. Eczema, skin rashes, sleep, I mean, everything. So lots of wins. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of our clients struggle with histamine issues, but that's definitely an area that we help with a lot. And then finally, postpartum is probably like the other big category where we help women that are struggling postpartum improve their digestion. There's almost always like a skin, gut, energy, thyroid thing going on, typically improve their milk supply. We've had a lot of moms have issues with their babies that have GI symptoms, poor sleep, reflux, all those things, and working on mom's gut health is so helpful for their babies as well. So lots of amazing wins. I love the work that we do every day. I'm excited to get up and do it. And those are the main like populations that we tend to help. Time to answer your Instagram questions. So a lot of people ask, like, how do you prioritize labs when they're so expensive? And I just wanted to reiterate this because I feel like the lab question always comes up. And my answer is to only do labs that are going to change what you're doing or what's being recommended. So if a practitioner is recommending a lab test, you want to know why. Is it going to change what I'm already doing? If it is, then maybe it's absolutely necessary and it's going to help you move the needle. If it's not, and they're just kind of wanting to know something, it's not going to change their recommendations. I personally wouldn't do it, especially if you were in a place where you're struggling financially to add more to that stress burden. I'm like, it's just not worth it. And then I had a few questions about like, okay, when it comes to hormone imbalances, what systems of the body should you prioritize first? Again, people wanting to know, do I work on digestion first? Do I work on thyroid first? What about gallbladder or adrenals? When's the right time to decide to do additional testing like a GI map, blood work, or HTMA? And what I say to that is like, nothing happens in isolation in the body. So it's kind of funny to me when we think about like, okay, like we're going to only focus on digestion. It's like, but it, like that's, a, and that one's a perfect example. So it's like, okay, we're going to focus on digestion first, but what impacts digestion? If I were to focus on that with a client, we'd be talking about not only like digestive support, maybe things like apple cider vinegar or bitters or digestive enzymes, depending on the person and what's appropriate. But I'd also be talking about how are you eating your meals? Are you sitting down? Are you chewing your food? Are you super stressed? Are you scrolling on your phone? We would no doubtably talk about the vagus nerve and how can we support your nervous system a little bit before you eat? What's like one quick thing that you can do that's going to help you calm down and digest that meal better? So it's like you can say you want to focus on one area and you may hear someone like explain it that way. And a lot of, I just think of like Instagram, a lot of the times people are using that type of language in their marketing because they're trying to keep it simple and they're trying to talk to someone's pain points and their problems. So like, for example, like if someone's talking about like, oh, if you have hormone concerns, I fix hormone issues through gut healing. Maybe that's like their thing. And they do stool testing, they focus on digestion. But then if you really look at what they're doing, they're probably addressing all these other areas too. They're just using their marketing language to focus on, oh, if you have hormone issues, you have to address this. And I know that that kind of marketing sells, and I could probably make my life a lot easier and more simple if I did that sort of thing. But I'm like, my audience is smarter than that. And I'm okay if it takes someone a little bit of following me to learn from me and to really understand things, because I'm not going to dumb something down just so that to like try to make it simple for someone. Do I think it's important to like teach things in a very simple and easy to understand way? Yes, but it doesn't mean that we have to like leave whole groups out and just say that you have to focus on this system first because it's easier for someone to understand. I'm like, but it's not actually true. And then that's where these kinds of questions come up. They're like, well, how can you work on minerals if you haven't worked on digestion and gut health? It's like, well, they're kind of all happening at the same time. You're not going to just work on your gallbladder, you know, like maybe supplement wise, maybe that's like what this person's thinking of is like, okay, like they're doing a digestive supplement and then they're first, and then maybe they're going to do something for their thyroid, like a glandular, but they want to do the digestive stuff first. Like maybe that's what they mean. I just always think about things as like nutrition, lifestyle, supplements. How do those all relate to this one thing that we're trying to focus on? And it's like, you're typically hitting all those areas at once. As far as like, how do we know when we need to do more testing? I would say if you are hitting a wall and you're not seeing results of what you're currently doing, like this is, I have that Replenish Your Minerals course that came out in February. And it's like a really basic, like, if someone were to come to me and say like, what can I start doing right now that's not testing or supplements to get better? That's what the course is. Highly recommended. It can be all podcast format. I'm like very proud of it and I really love it. And I'm like, someone could probably just do this and solve a lot of their issues. And that's the goal, right? We don't always want to do further testing. But if in that course I talk about like at the end, how do I know if I need to actually test my minerals? It's like, if you feel better and you're in a good place with the changes that you've made and you're not concerned with things anymore, then you wouldn't do any further testing. If you maybe are, you've seen success, you've seen like some good results, you feel better, but you have some lingering symptoms. Like I think of like, I've had so many women go through it and they're like, I feel so much better. My energy's better, but I still have painful periods. you know, what should I do further testing? Yes, you definitely want to do that. Or I feel so much better. I've improved so many things, but I want to conceive and I don't know like what kind of supplements I need to take. Then yeah, you'd want to do hair testing. Or if I see a lot of people that are like, I improved my appetite, my energy, my sleep is still not great, then definitely would want to do further testing. And that's when I always say do the hair testing first. It's a lot cheaper. And it's going to show you like where you're at stress-wise and what your body has the capacity for. Like I wouldn't do a stool test without doing a hair test, because then you also don't have as much insight into like, well, what minerals are depleted that could be affecting this stool test. So like, for example, I think of like if someone has really high zinc on their hair test and that's a sign that their body's using up that zinc, we'll probably see that show up on their stool test. Maybe they have a pathogen or a parasite. Maybe their immune system is super active, or maybe they have really, really out of balance copper. We saw this recently with a client, copper sky high on her hair test, high in her blood work. And then she had a ton of candida, like fungal overgrowth on her stool test. And it's like, well, thank God we looked at her minerals, because this excess of unavailable copper, her body can't use it. Also, her body's probably like compensating because copper is antifungal. But if it's not available for use, then her body can't use it. Now she's got this candida overgrowth. Like if we're just trying to get rid of the candida and we don't address the minerals, that candida is going to come right back. So it's like, if you're not seeing the results you want, then I definitely do further testing. You just want it to be the right test and to make sense. And I would just ask a practitioner. Maybe you work one-on-one with someone. Maybe you just ask like how I just answered this question. You know, what kind of order should I do things in? What's absolutely necessary? So in blood work, I think it's like you could basically always do blood work. It's not the most helpful, but it's still helpful to have. Like, for example, if someone tests their thyroid and their blood and it's like, oh, everything is normal. But then you look at your hair test and you have all these markers that show sluggish thyroid. Then, of course, like the blood work wasn't super helpful, you know. So you just want to always keep things in context and think about like, okay, what's going to get me the most bang for my buck? That's why we always do hair testing. It shows us all the systems of the body. And then do we need to pair it with something else because we're not achieving a specific goal? But I don't think the answer is always additional testing. Okay, someone asked, can you help with LPR reflux? And I said, yes. This is very common. We see it a lot. It is a very similar approach that we take to looking at like gut health, digestive function, and health history. But with LPR reflux specifically, we do recommend seeing your doctor to find out if you have a hiatal hernia. It's incredibly common to have a hiatal hernia and have that be part of your root cause as well. And so like chiropractors can be really helpful for like actually adjusting your spine, creating space so that this hernia is not being pushed out and then causing the reflux. You can get adjustments sometimes depending on the chiropractor to put it back in, but you don't want to just do that every time. You want to look at your body and your posture and your alignment overall. I'm not a chiropractor, so it's not my area of expertise, but that's my understanding. And then just day-to-day awareness like of your posture and how you carry yourself is so important for these clients. Nervous system work, all those things. So we can definitely help, but you do typically need to have someone else in your care team to make sure that do you have a hiatal hernia that's part of the problem? Because that needs to be addressed if we're really going to get rid of it. And then two, like what kind of like modality are you going to do? I have had clients that do Bowspring, which I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on soon, that helps with their fascia and their alignment, and they don't need to see a chiropractor to get adjustments for the hiatal hernia. But yes, to the person that asked this, we can help with that. But it is like, we're not like the only person on the care team for that. I had a few people ask about scholarship opportunities. I don't have scholarships for 101. I do have scholarships for Master Your Minerals. I give away two scholarships a month for Master Your Minerals that include a hair test as well. So they get access to the course for life and a free hair test. And then after that, they stay inside. They're just like any other course student. They stay inside. I have some people that have like retested in the future. We've had so many cool scholarship students where they see amazing results. They catch us up in the future and they're like, oh my gosh, I went through the program. I was this winner from this month and this year. And this is what I accomplished, which is really neat. So we do have scholarships for that, but not for 101. Someone also asked about payment plans. We have a 3-month payment plan option and a 6-month for 101. Again, those are listed in that like 101 coaching page on my website that I'll put in here as well. And then someone was asking about, can you help heal from antibiotics, like after someone has taken them? Yes, for sure. I would also say like a few things to just consider, kind of depending on the person, but like just supporting gut lining. I just had a family member that had to take them, and this is like all the stuff I went through. I sent them a bunch of the stuff. But I love using L-glutamine for this, slippery elm, marshmallow root, and then if someone can tolerate it, like bone broth, like really gelatin, like jelly-rich bone broth is helpful. Probiomed 50 is a great probiotic that I like to use to repopulate. It's not always necessary, and some people it's not the best fit, but that's a good one in general. And then trying to increase those prebiotic-rich foods with that probiotic. So making sure you're getting those, supporting digestion. You know, that's a big one. I feel like a lot of people's digestion gets messed up when they take antibiotics. So those are the general areas, but we can absolutely help with that as well. And then I had one more question for like specific things we help with. Someone asked about having a difficulty with weight loss, colored phlegm, and autoimmune. I think their autoimmune is in remission. But we get a lot of weight loss resistance, and it's when someone can't lose weight, I'm like, why does your body not getting the message that it's safe to let go of some of this extra weight? And so that's when we dig into stress, leptin, hormones, circadian rhythm, all those things. And then hormones, gut health, our gut microbiome plays a huge role in that as well. So that is definitely an area that we can help with. Not like one of our main, it's usually like a kind of like a side effect of like the work that we do. We're not specifically focusing on weight loss typically, because it's usually like, well, why can't you lose weight? And there's like a bigger problem underlying, and that's where we dig in first. But that's our healing framework. Those are all the different areas we focus on. I think you can absolutely focus on them yourself too, and just, you know, reflect on this episode. If you are struggling with healing or kind of not knowing where to go next, there's a lot of information out there. And so I think just kind of slowing down and doing some reflection is really important, whether you work with someone one-on-one or not. And then for those that are interested, we do have one-on-one spots typically open. We're pretty much always like accepting applications for those. And so I'll put the link to the one-on-one coaching page and the application in the show notes of this episode. But I hope this is helpful and brings a little more context to like how we actually help clients and work with people, and just how I am viewing that healing journey for each person in general as well. So next episode, I'm going to dig into my career path, how I got here, the different trainings that I've done, all that fun stuff. So make sure you turn into that if you are interested in that as well. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Are You Menstrual podcast. If you want to support my work, please leave a review and let me know how you like the episode. This lets me know like what you guys want more of, less of. I read every single one and I appreciate them more than you know. If you want to keep learning, you can get access to the bonus episode and additional resources on patreon.com/hormonehealingrd. I'd love to have you in there. Thanks again, and I will see you in the next episode.